Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Once again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So we are to live our lives by faith and not by sight. And that word sight simply means those things that are perceived by our senses. So we walk by faith and not by those things that are perceived by our senses. Things that we could see, smell, taste, feel, and hear. Amen. Now please go to Romans chapter 10. Again, Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read verse number 17. And it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. We get faith by hearing. And finally, please go to Hebrews chapter 11. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read verse number 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." Amen. So without faith, we cannot please our Heavenly Father. Now, one might want to know or ask, why do we teach faith? Well, our foundational scriptures clearly explain, telling us why we should. We should live our lives by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Just as we want to please our natural parents here on earth, how much more do we and should we want to please our Heavenly Father? You should understand that your faith requires time to grow. And everyone has been given the same measure of faith. No one has more faith than the other. Now, what you do with the portion that has been given you, it is up to you. Faith will produce results. Over time, faith will produce results. Don't get hung up on all the expectations that faith can produce, and many Christians still do not understand. They make an attempt to exercise faith, and when they don't see immediate results, they give up. But you have to stay with it. You have to be persistent with your faith. Once again, you have to be persistent with your faith. Please go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 15. Again, Matthew chapter 15. And let's look at an example of persistence. Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to read verses 21 through 28. "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed.'" So we see a woman whose daughter is severely demon possessed. Now, the story tells us this lady left her home in Canaan and traveled to the region of Tyre and Sidon to get to Jesus and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Now, why did she leave her native town? Well, she probably heard about Jesus. So then what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She probably heard in her hometown about Jesus. So she left her hometown and went to Jesus. She believed what she heard, and she came and cried after him. She had to believe something. She believed if she could get to Jesus, her daughter could get some help. She acted on what she believed. So she left her region to come to Jesus. She started the process by believing what she heard. So you have to start somewhere, and you have to start with belief. Verse 23, it says, "But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.'" See, his disciples tried to convince him to send this woman away. Verse number 24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Jesus didn't answer her, and his disciples urged him again to send her away. But she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. This lady was persistent. She came back. She said, Lord, help me. Even though the disciples wanted him to send her away, she did not stop. She kept on following. She was acting on what she believes. Amen. She believes she could receive some help for her daughter, so she did not stay in the town of Canaan, but she followed Jesus. This woman was persistent in her action because she believed in what she heard. She heard about this man, Jesus, healing people. And she believed, hey, if I can get to him, I can receive the same manifestations in my daughter's life. Even when the Lord said what he said, he was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This woman, she still came. She was persistent. And that's what we have to do as Christians. We have to be persistent, especially against Satan, because he's going to be persistent. He is not going to give up. He's going to constantly come and attack us. It didn't matter to her. If Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, she was going to receive what she believed, and that was the release of that demon from her daughter. Amen. Jesus did not say that to her because he wanted to discourage her, but to find out, was she really real? Where was her faith? Was she just playing a game? Did she really mean what she said when she says, oh Lord, help me? Woman, do you really believe this, or are you just putting on an act? Do you believe it? Jesus already knew what he was going to do, but the statement he made was to locate this woman for her own benefit, not for his benefit, but for her benefit. How much do you believe that God can help you? She came with shows action on her part. She actually did something. She just didn't believe. She came. Amen. This lady was persistent. Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she answered, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Amen. This woman was persistent. She had an answer for everything Jesus said. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Now see, Jesus identified her action as what? As great faith. Because she was persistent. And she had an answer for everything Jesus said. In fact, Jesus said, great is your faith. He called her actions great faith. Her faith was her leaving her own region and came, which is action, and found Jesus. Amen. She left her town, her family, her relatives, her friends, and everywhere, and came to Jesus and found him. And even after he said to her, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, This woman did not stop. She was persistent. She did not give up. She continued her quest to get what she wanted. She believed it because she stayed with it. And that's what we have to do as Christians. See, there are a lot of Christians, especially Christians that are new in the faith. You know, they are believing for something, and if it doesn't come immediately, then they give up. They give up. And see, that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to give up. But you can't do that. You have to stay consistent with God's word. This is where many people miss it and give in if they don't get what they want instantly. Please go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 13. And it says, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So as Christians, we are to take up the whole armor of God, which is the believer's protection against evil and the evil one, which is navigated by our faith. Amen. It is navigated by our faith. Now, that evil day are the trials, the tests, and temptations that the evil one, Satan, will attempt to attack you with. Now, notice I said will attempt to attack, because he can't do anything to you unless you allow him to do it. So he will attempt to attack you. That is exactly what the devil, the evil one, did to this woman's daughter by launching a demonic campaign against her. In the same way, Satan wants to launch a ferocious campaign against Christ and his church, us, the body of Christ. That is why we have to be persistent. You cannot give in, because we're in a fight, but it's a good fight because we win. Amen. Everything this woman did was action. She acted on what she believed. Faith is acting. If you do not act on it, it will never come to pass. Your circumstances will never change. Faith is acting on what you believe. All the scriptures we have read shows that revelation, that faith is acting on what you believe. Faith in itself is action. Repeat that. Faith within itself is action. Now turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 23. We're going to go to the book of Matthew chapter 23. And we're going to read verse number 23. And Jesus is speaking. And he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin. Now, the word pay in this verse refers to an action, not a belief. The word pays refers to an action, not a belief. Am I correct? If you get your gas bill in the mail, and you open the envelope and you say to yourself, I believe it's paid. Well, you better have great faith, as that lady did who came to Jesus on a consistent basis. Or you better pay the gas bill some money to cover the bill, or risk being disconnected. In other words, pay refers to an action, not just belief. Now, verse 23 continues, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, or the important matters of the law, which is justice and mercy and faith, which is justice and mercy and faith. Justice is something that has to be exercised. it has to be exercised. You cannot just believe justice into being. You are going to have to do something to demonstrate justice. Justice is an action. Now let's look at mercy. You cannot just believe mercy into existence, but it has to be demonstrated. And how do you do that? You do that by action. You do that by action. Mercy is a principle of life and should be taught that way. Let me repeat that. Mercy is a principle of life and should be taught that way. Now, let me give you an example. Say, for instance, you owe me $50,000. And I told you, if you do not pay me my money by the end of the month, I'm going to have you arrested and put you in jail. But you fall on your knees in front of me and say, please don't do that. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. But I tell you, no, I will not have mercy on you. You owe me this money for some time, and I'm going to have you put in jail. I want my money, and I want my money now. You ask me again to please, please do not do that, for your wife and child will have no one to care for them. And if you are going to lock me up in jail, I can't provide for them. Well, your pleading finally gets to me, and I have mercy on you. I tell you, I will forgive your debt. That's an action. Mercy has to be demonstrated in some way. I'm demonstrating mercy to you by forgiving your debt. This is an action. Now, verse 23 again, it says, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. And faith has to be in action, just like justice and just like mercy. Now, I want you to please notice something in verse number 23. It does not read like this. These things you ought to have believed. Did you get that? It did not say these things you ought to have believed, nor doesn't say that. What it says is these things you ought to have done. Repeat that. These things you ought to have done, and that is action. Now, please go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Again, Mark, chapter 10. Faith is an action. We're going to read verses 46 through 50. Verse 46 is, now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now notice, it says, when he heard. Praise the Lord. Now what happens when you hear? Well, Romans 10:17 tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith came to the blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus heard about Jesus, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out after he believed in his heart that Jesus of Nazareth could give him his sight. Amen. But that wasn't the case. It says that when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out. He did what? He began to cry out. That is action. He did not just sit by the roadside and believe something. He acted out by crying out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Blind Bartimaeus was acting. He didn't care if people heard him crying out to Jesus. He was going to get something. Verse 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Arise, he is calling you." Now, those were the same men a moment ago who was telling the blind man to shut up. Now, these were the same group of people that said, "Hosanna, Hosanna," to the Son of David. And a few hours later, they cried, "Crucify him, crucify, crucify him." You better learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit and not a man, because man will mess you up royally. Let Jesus be true, but every man a liar. Well, I'm just about out of time, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on faith. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.